as I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money.
Hello, my name is Lola.
Hello, I'm Com, and welcome to our series on Ireland.
Today, our program will be dedicated to aspects of the Irish identity. Of course, it is hard to define the identity of a people, as what makes our identity is a combination of lots of different aspects, such as the place where we live, our history, our beliefs, our vision of ourselves, our language, our food, our parents. So today, we'll have a look at some of these features, like the Irish holidays, celebration, religion, and the history of their occupation.
First, let's have a look at the holidays and celebration. Ireland is extremely famous for the St. Patrick's Day. It is the national day of Ireland, which is celebrated on the 17th March. St. Patrick's Day is a Catholic feast, which reminds us St. Patrick's death. He converted the Irish people to Christianity. During this day, the Irish drink beer, they make public parades, and wear green clothes.
But why does they wear green?
Green is a sign of rebels. Military commander Owen Roe O'Neill helped to lead the rebellion and used the green flag with a harp to represent the Confederation of Kilkenny, a group that sought to govern Ireland and kick out the Protestants who had taken control of that land in the north of Ireland.
So, in terms of identity, it is interesting to notice that the most important holiday is actually a Catholic feast. In Ireland, the Catholic religion plays indeed an important part in people's lives. As we have already said, St. Patrick converted in the 5th century Ireland to Catholicism. They built a lot of churches and abbeys, but when England governed Ireland during the 18th century, a new religion appeared, Protestantism. The King of England and Ireland, Henry VIII, decided to subdue Catholics and accepted only Protestantism. Through King William's 6th reign, the Irish Catholics were oppressed. The king took off their civil and social rights. 80% of Catholics had no power. Fortunately, Daniel O'Connell fought for the Catholics and their rights in Ireland. In Dublin, there's a statue of him. He is an Irish hero.
Now, still talking about the Irish identity, it is necessary to have a look at the history of Ireland.
First, Ireland was occupied by the Celts, but then it was invaded by Vikings and afterwards by the Normans. Afterwards, Ireland was controlled by England. So Ireland was invaded so many times that the Irish had to develop through centuries a capacity to live under foreign occupation, but also a spirit of resistance. Talking about resistance, Cum will talk about the most famous rebellion, the Easter Rising.
So, the 1916 Easter Rising was a major event in the Irish history. Since the Act of Union in 1800, Ireland had been ruled directly from London. Some Irish people wanted the independence of their country, and they thought that the best time was during World War I, when the British were busy fighting. That's why the military council began to organize the rebellion. The rebels, with Patrick Pearse and James Connolly, charged into the GPO and made it the headquarters. After that, Patrick Pearse came to the front of the GPO and declared Ireland to be a republic. When the leaders surrendered on Saturday 29th, the Easter Rising failed. Over 480 people were killed during the rising, including 40 children 16 years and under. 16 leaders were executed.
The rebellion has left a strong impact on the Irish psyche to this day. On one hand, because the deaths shocked the nation. On the other, because it inspired a spirit of rebellion against occupancy and a love of independence, which the Irish are still very proud of.
Thank you for listening to this great program. We will see you the next time. Bye.
Bye.
As I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell.